Go to the disclosure initiative.
Thanks, Hans. So we are here this afternoon to talk about our accounting policy disclosure project and specifically to ask the board to grant its second permission to ballot off this board week. So with the detail, over to Siobhan.
Okay, so agenda paper 11A summarises the due process steps that have been taken in the development of the exposure draft for the proposed amendments to IAS1 and the materiality practice statement. I'll summarise the whole paper first and then hand over to the board for discussion and voting. Paragraphs 3 to 7 summarise the background of the project and the board's deliberations since February 2018. Paragraphs 8 to 12 summarise the staff's analysis relating to effective date. Our first question for the board is, do you agree with the staff recommendation that the board permit early application of the proposed amendments and that the proposed amendments are applied prospectively? Paragraph 13 summarises the staff recommendation for the comment period on the exposure draft. Our second question for the board is, does the board agree with the staff recommendation to allow 120 days
for comment? Yeah, pay attention.
Paragraph 14 asks whether any board members plan to dissent from the issue of the exposure draft. Paragraph 15 details the proposed timeline for the balloting process. We expect to begin the balloting process immediately and issue the exposure draft in the second half of 2019. So our final question for the board is the board satisfied that it has complied with the applicable due process requirements and that it has undertaken sufficient consultation and analysis to begin the balloting process for the exposure draft? And with that, I will hand over to the board for voting. Thank you very much.
Omaru.
Thanks. Very stupid question. I know you have the right answer to clarify my... But about effective date. Paragraph 8, you say, we do not intend to include an effective date in the proposed amendment,
yes,
but include early application. What does that exactly mean? Because if there is no effective date, why we talk about effective early application? Okay. I know you have the...
So we will come back to the board with our proposed effective date once we've received comments back from the exposure draft.
Okay.
But just for the exposure draft initially, so we get some feedback on the proposed wording of the effective date paragraphs to be added in to IS1.
I think that was this information that was missing here, to be very clear to me at least. Thank you. Mary?
Paragraph 11, I thank you for explaining why you think that we should impose what is the normal requirement that if you early apply, disclose the fact that you've early applied. But I still think, you know, even in light of this explanation, I think it's unnecessary. I think the reasons you set out are reasons why an entity might be motivated to explain why it's done it. But I don't think we have to require this because I think a lot of the decisions about materiality of accounting policies are something you could get to interpretively today. And I don't want to in any way imply that somebody is overreaching today if they've done it without this amendment being in place. So my only comment is I think we should not require somebody to state that they've early adopted this.
Darrell.
This might also be a silly question, so just setting it up that way. When we talk about early application in this, clearly early application applies to the changes to IS1 because that's a requirement. But it doesn't apply, I think, to the practice note. Is that correct?
Yeah.
It sort of applies to half the package and not the other half the package. Okay. And then I guess to Amara's point, the idea of actually testing early application is to see if anybody has an objection to it. whereas the date we can't set until we know where we are.
Yeah.
Okay, so do we agree with the permission for early application and prospective application?
14.
Do we agree with Do we agree with a common period of 120 days?
14.
Any dissenters?
One.
Martin?
Yeah.
Permission to begin the balloting process?
14.
Yes. All right.
Hold on.